We interrupt this programming to bring you the following presentation of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball. This copyrighted broadcast is presented by the authority of the Biloxi Shuckers and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Biloxi Shuckers. Shuckers Baseball is on the air. It's time to get set for first pitch on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Biloxi Shuckers Baseball is brought to you by Coca-Cola, the official soft drink of the Shuckers. The Doubletree by Hilton Biloxi, Glass Doctor, Lee Tractor, Renova Roofing, and Smile Doctors. Let's get you set for the action. The Biloxi Shuckers pregame show starts now.
Welcome inside the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show from Trustmark Park in Pearl as the Biloxi Shuckers are getting set for game four of a six-game set against the Mississippi Braves. Jacob Blake alongside you throughout the night here on the Shuckers Radio Network. Shuckers come in at 28-26 against the M Braves, who come in at 25-28. Shuckers won it big last night, 8-2, thanks to a five-run sixth inning where they tallied a couple of big hits, sent 10 to the plate, and cruised to an 8-2 victory. And more importantly, it sets up a stage where history can be made tonight. Manager Mike Guerrero enters today, Friday, June 9th, 2023, at 1,399 career wins, one away from reaching 1,400, in a career that spanned all the way back to the Dominican Summer League back in the mid-90s after a lengthy playing career, reaching up to Double-A in the Brewers system. When we come back, it's time for today's pregame interview. As always, we're joined on Fridays by the manager, Mike Guerrero, but this is a special edition here on a Friday night, talking to a man who's one away from a historic milestone. We get a bit into a history lesson of baseball in the Dominican Republic, and a lot of family ties to the Guerrero name. That comes your way next before 6:35 first pitch on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
At Glass Doctor, our trained specialists are experts at fixing foggy and cracked glass, leaving any residential window looking like new without replacing the entire window. Bring back the view of any window with Glass Doctor. Visit glassdoctor.com to request a free estimate on repairing your foggy or cracked windows. Let Glass Doctor bring back your view.
Call the Glass Doctor, we'll fix your paint. Oh yeah!
Want a fun, family affordable Saturday night? Join the Shuckers at MGM Park every Saturday home game for Shuck Yeah Saturday. Watch the Shuckers take on the Trash Pandas in style on Saturday, July 15th at 6:05 with a Shuckers Bucket Hat giveaway for the first 1,000 fans presented by Hard Rock Hotel and Casino Biloxi. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com and get in on the fun. Join the Shuckers every Friday home game for the best fireworks show on the coast. Start your weekend off right with the Boys of Summer, baseball, and fireworks. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Come on, people now, smile on your brother, everybody get together.
Welcome back inside the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show. We're getting set for a 6:35 first pitch between the Shuckers and the Mississippi Braves in game four of a six-game set. I'm Javik Blake. We're joined alongside me by the man who's one win away from 1,400 in his career, Mike Guerrero. Skip, thanks much for joining us.
Thank you for having me. Thank you, Jake.
It's been a fun week this week, especially the last two nights. A lot of good baseball. It has to be fun to watch.
Yeah, you know, I still think the best baseball is in front of us. I still think that we have a young team that is capable of playing really good baseball. We're just looking for to be stay consistent at all time, and hopefully when we will get to and we are able to do that, we're going to be pretty good. Going to be hard to beat, I would say.
How about Tyler Platt, too? A 29-game on-base streak coming in today, longer than anybody else in Shuckers franchise history. How impressive has his development been throughout the year?
Well, we knew that Tyler has the ability to control the strike, so he has pretty good eyes at the plate. And being able to establish that record, you know, it's just speaks about his ability, his talents, and, you know, he actually puts a lot of energy into our lineup and into scoring runs. As a team, he's a big part of it. Once he's able to get on the bases, you know, the expectancy of scoring a run is really high.
And you were throwing BP to him today, too. How does the arm feel?
Brand new, like $1 million.
Felix Flair has been swinging a hot bat at the plate, too. I know we talked a bit last week about how much work he's put in on the back end, but to see it translate to yet another week has to be great to see.
Well, you know, I think hard work is paying off. It's paying up, you know, during a time that he has spent a lot of energy on it. And like I said, you know, it's fun when you work on something and then translate to the game. And, you know, we have a high expectation for not just for him, for all of them. You know, they work hard. It's a group that work hard, a very young group, and you know, at one point in this season, it's going to translate to be more consistent and look out, like I said.
One of the real special weeks in the baseball calendar, as everything has started up around minor league baseball, including the Dominican Summer League. As a manager who started your career in the DSL and managed the first 8 years of your career in the DSL, how special of a place does the Dominican Summer League hold in your heart?
Well, I think it were more than 8 years. I think there got to be somewhere. I believe there were 11. 11 years down there and spent 11 years. And, you know, what the Dominican Summer League does to baseball, all those Dominican guys that are in the big leagues, you know, come through there, or not just Dominican, but Latin American kids are going to that a place where all 30 organizations have one or two or three teams. It's special. The level of competition is really good, and you start, you know, the flowers start opening there, and all the talent, all the high expectancy for the players is awesome. It's, you know, you see kids 16, 17 years old out there, and wow, it's different now, right now at this time. But when I started, you know, the Dominican Summer League, we had a lot of players that got into the big leagues, and you know, the first year I managed, I saw Aramis Ramirez playing for the Pirates third base. And I saw Adrian Beltre playing for the Dodgers at third base. That's a long time ago. And those guys are, you know, elite. Adrian, Hall of Famer in the future, not too far. I think it's where the big leaguers are made. You start seeing the talent showing up, and that's where everything starts. It's just a really good vibe for baseball.
And when you grew up, there was no Dominican Summer League, but as you got into your playing career, the academy started popping up and the DSL started really exploding. How much has that helped minor league players in Latin America to have those academies in the DSL, a place where everybody speak in Spanish and a place to really grow as a baseball player before going to the United States?
Well, the academy, you know who started the academy in the Dominican, right?
Los Angeles Dodgers, right?
Nope.
Really?
Nope. The Toronto Blue Jays were 2 years ahead the Los Angeles Dodgers, and my dad created the first academy.
So you've been entrenched in it your whole life.
So the first academy was the Blue Jays, and my dad started the academy. The first organization that opens an academy paid by an organization was the Dodgers. But the first academy, baseball academy, was my dad. And the first one was actually opened in Venezuela. He opened it in the Cardenales de Lara. That's where everything started. And then he moved to the Dominican and started the first academy for the Blue Jays.
How impressive has it been to see all that grow firsthand from your own family?
Well, you know, it's just, I was a kid, seven, 8 years old when my dad started the first academy. And, you know, baseball is being ingrained throughout our family. You know, my grandfather and grandmother owners of a team, and you know, my uncle play in the big league. My dad played professional ball, and then translate to being a scout for 50 years and all that kind of stuff. So it's baseball has been what I have seen for throughout my life.
You're one win away from 1,400 in your career. How special has it been to look out at the last 30 years of your life and have it all be coaching and the great players you've seen and the great memories you've created?
Well, everything is a tribute to all the great players I've seen, all the players I've seen, or the coaches, all the pitching coaches, all the staff, and you know, the Brewers, and it's a tribute to them. And they have given me an opportunity to be the bus driver.
Well, you've been a pretty darn good bus driver, Skip. Thanks much.
I appreciate it. Thank you. I appreciate it.
This has been today's pregame interview. It's the Shuckers and the M-Braves at 6:35. Big thank you to Mike Guerrero joining us for today's pregame interview. What an incredible family story. If you go on the Sabre article for his dad, Epi Guerrero, it is a goldmine of fun baseball history as the Shuckers get set to take on the Mississippi Braves. Game 4 of a 6-game set. The man in the dugout sitting at 1,399 wins in his managerial career. That spans back to the Dominican Summer League all the way back in 1995. Tonight's starting pitching matchup sees the lefty Luis De Avila go for the M-Braves, 2-4 with a 3.35 ERA. Makes his 11th start on the season, while the righty T.J. Shook makes a spot start for Biloxi, his second start of the year and his 10th appearance overall, 2-1 with a 3.71 ERA. Fresh off a fantastic outing in his last appearance, where Shook struck out 4 over 4 1/3 innings and allowed one unearned run in Sunday's win for the Shuckers over the Pensacola Blue Wahoos. We'll take a break. When we come back, it's time for First Pitch. This has been the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show. First Pitch comes your way next. The Biloxi Shuckers.
Want to roll out the barrel and grab a beer? Come out to MGM Park for Brew Crew Tuesday, presented by FEB Distributing, during every Shuckers Tuesday home game. Enjoy the game in style with a souvenir tumbler at the first and third base beer gardens for $12 and $6 refills. Our beer gardens feature premium craft beers from the coast and beyond. The only way to be a part of the fun is to get to the ballpark. Reserve your seat today at MGM Park, box office, or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Favorite jeans, favorite shirt. Got to make a sausage and I'm firing it up. Yeah, everybody knows how I get my grill on.
Konecka Sausage is the exclusive sausage sponsor and hot dog provider of MGM Park. Find them at your next trip to MGM Park at the first and third base concession stands.
That's how I get my grill on.
Join the Shuckers every Friday home game for the best fireworks show on the coast. Start your weekend off right with the Boys of Summer, baseball, and fireworks. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
snag by Black gets to his feet, fires the first, war in the pitch. And that ends the inning. In time, the tag for Caro. A terrific relay in the air towards Thornton, where he dives. Got it!
This is Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and Cruising WGCN. Your home for every strikeout.
Wave and a miss. He's got him. Double-digit strikeout for the first time in his career.
Home run.
Story swings and hammers this one to right. Conine goes back, looks up, and it's gone! Jackson Churio, first double-A home run!
And Shuckers walk-off.
Jackson Churio, a two-home run game, and the Shuckers win it 7-6!
All season long.
The Biloxi Shuckers are going back to the Southern League Championship Series.
Time to head out to the ballpark for first pitch with the voice of the Shuckers, Javen Blake.
Happy Friday and welcome to Pearl, Mississippi. Trustmark Park, the location, as the Biloxi Shuckers are getting set for their 55th game of 2023. And they come in at 28-26 to take on the 25-28 Mississippi Braves. Welcome inside our broadcast. Javen Blake with you from Pearl in game four of a six-game set. Shuckers have taken two of the first three, and tonight they'll face the lefty Luis De Avila, who goes for the Braves and makes his 11th start of the year. De Avila, 2-4 with a 3.35 ERA over 43 innings, 22 walks, 45 strikeouts, and opponents hitting 209 against him. He faces the top of the order that's got some power in it. Tyler Black leads it off. Jackson Churio bats second. Jefferson Caro's in the three spot. Then it's Wes Clark, Xavier Warren, Freddie Zamora, Tristan Lutz, Felix Valerio, and Lamar Sparks. De Avila stands in at 5'11", 160 pounds. The 21-year-old native of Columbia faces the lefty and the Canadian, Tyler Black, who leads it off for Biloxi. A beautiful night for baseball here in Pearl. Temperatures in the upper 80s, partly cloudy, and unlike last night, a lot of blue sky as De Avila kicks and delivers home. First pitch of the day is popped in the air out to short left. Waddell, the shortstop, out. Left fielder Franklin's in, and he's got it. First out of the day. 6:37 first pitch time, 87 degrees and partly cloudy here in Pearl. Right now the wind in from right at 5 miles an hour. We met Jesse Franklin, the fifth, in left. We met Luke Waddell at short. Cade Bunnell's at third tonight for the Braves. Cal Connolly's at second. Drew Lugbauer mans first. The pitch home. Misses away with a fastball. And the count goes to 1-0. Drew Lugbauer's at first. The outfield from right to left goes Andrew Moritz, Drew Campbell, and Jesse Franklin the fifth. Tyler Tolby's behind the plate. The pitch. Misses inside, and the count goes to 2-0. Churio this year is hitting 255 with a 307 OBP. The pitch home. Fastball. Called strike, top of the zone. Count goes to 2-1. And this is a kid, Jackson Churio, who's been on a hot streak ever since breaking out of that 0-for-21 slump. The 2-1 delivery. Swings and lifts it on the infield, left side. Cade Bunnell, the third baseman's under it, makes the catch. Two up, two down. Brings up the righty, Jefferson Caro. Taken De Avila all of five pitches to get through the first two batters. Brings up the righty, Caro, 262 hitter this year, two away, nobody on in the top of the first. The pitch, slider misses inside, and the count goes to 1-0. Last time out, De Avila turned in his best. Jump, wave and a miss, top of the zone. Fastball at 92. Count evens, one ball and one strike. Was that Birmingham? No runs, one hit, seven strikeouts for the lefty. The pitch, wave and a miss. Count goes to 1-2. Randy Caro steps in, rocking the bright yellow batting gloves for the first time this week. Deavila kicks and delivers. Shoots it foul. First base side and up above the Shuckers dugout. Count stays at 1-2. Ball boy runs out a couple of baseballs. Runs him out to the home plate umpire tonight. Stephen Hodkins, Caleb Martins at first, and Kyle Stutz is the third base umpire. The 1-2 delivery. Caro shoots it in right, down for a base hit. Moritz picks it up. Caro rounds first. Sends his on-base streak to 7 straight games. Brings up the righty West Park. 2 outs, 1 on. Shuckers and Embraves scoreless in the top of the first inning. Just underway. Game 4 of a 6-game set. First 2 games were close. Shuckers made sure last night wasn't. 5 runs in the 6th inning. The pitch home. Clark fouls it back, and the count goes to 0-1. Clark's hitting .216 this year. 5 homers, 25 driven in, and a .364 OBP. He's behind the plate tonight for Biloxi. Jefferson Caro is at first as the DH. Rare back-to-back days off from behind the plate for Caro. The 0-1 delivery. Clark takes away. Count evens. 1-1. Clark's had some fun this series. Smashed a 2-run homer in the 5th inning of Game 1 on Tuesday. A 9-8 Shuckers loss. The 1-1 delivery. Clark takes low and inside on a check swing. Check to first as he doesn't go. Count goes to 2-1. Caro takes his lead off first. Deavila sets. Now delivers. Clark whips it down the left field line and drops in for a base hit. Franklin picks it up. Caro turns around second. The throw goes into second. Clark goes halfway and scrambles back to first. Back-to-back singles for Biloxi. Puts runners in corners with 2 away for Xavier Ward. Shuckers are getting the offense rolling here with 2 outs. That was their big thing last night. At 5-run 6th inning, all 5 runs came with 2 outs in the inning. Shuckers added another 2-out run an inning later. First pitch to Warren. Wave and a miss. Chases a fastball up and away. Count goes to 0-1. Warren's in from the right side. Switch inning bat that's hitting .188 this year. The pitch. Chops it foul. Back to the screen on the third base side. Count it. No balls and 2 strikes with 2 outs. Runners at the corners. Back-to-back singles from the catching corps. The 0-2 delivery. Wave and a miss. Cutter at 89. It's Warren swinging for the third out. No runs, 2 hits, no errors, and 2 runners left on base. Jay Shook takes to the hill when we return on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Want a fun, family affordable Saturday night? Join the Shuckers at MGM Park every Saturday home game for Shuck Yeah Saturday. Be one of the first 1,000 fans in the ballpark on Saturday, July 1st at 6:05 and receive a Shuckers Hawaiian shirt presented by Kaneka Sausage. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com and get in on the fun.
Join the Shuckers at MGM Park on Saturday, August 12th at 6:05 as they take on the Tennessee Smokies and celebrate Olympic royalty for Women in Sports Night. The Shuckers are set to honor Gulfport's own Brittany Reese, a three-time Olympic medalist and seven-time world champion, with a bobblehead in her likeness for the first 1,000 fans. Visit the MGM Park box office or visit BiloxiShuckers.com to get your tickets for the celebration.
Hello, this is Mike Guerrero. You're listening to the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Bottom one in Pearl. David Blake back with you on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. T.J. Shook takes to the mound for Biloxi, the right-handed arm, set to make his second start of the year and his 10th appearance overall. He's primarily been a long guy out of the bullpen, but he makes his second start of the year. Another spot start for Shook, 2-1 with a 3.71 ERA, 26 and two-thirds innings, 9 walks, 30 strikeouts, and opponents hitting .248 against him. Top of the order for the M Braves starts out with the switch hitting Cal Conley. There's Luke Waddell, Jesse Franklin the fifth, and Drew Lugbauer. Lugbauer, the guy who supplies pretty much all the power in this lineup. 12 of the 53 homers in this M Braves lineup has come from Lugbauer in that four spot. First pitch of the day from Shook. Fouled back to the screen, and the count goes 0-1. Shook's got four pitches, fastball, changeup, cutter, and a curveball. Fastball rides up to about 92-93. The 0-1 delivery. Wave and a miss. Fastball at 93, and the count goes 0-2. Conley's hitting .224 this year, .303 OBP. The 0-2 delivery. Misses inside. Count goes to 1-2. Three straight fastballs to start the day from Shook. Delivers home. Misses low. Park blocks it up. Ball went straight up and then landed pretty much right back on his helmet. Counts it 2 balls and 2 strikes. It's an all South Carolina battery. Shook and Clark, teammates back in college at the University of South Carolina. 2-2 delivery. Misses low in the dirt. Clark blocks it up. Count goes full. 3 balls and 2 strikes. Though Clark in college wasn't primarily a catcher. Played more first base than catcher with South Carolina. Because of that, Shook and Clark, even though they were teammates, never really threw to each other that much. The 3-2 delivery. Fouls it off. Third base side out of play. Count stays full. It's two guys who have known each other for a while. Shook's 25 years old. The 3-2 delivery. Hammered out towards right. Lamar Sparks goes back on it towards the warning track. Reaches up and it's by his glove over the wall. After a hop, and it's a ground rule double to lead off the game from Cal Conley. It extends Conley's on base streak to 12 in a row. Ball that just continued to carry in right center. We've met Lamar Sparks, we've met Wes Clark, time to meet the rest of the defensive alignment. Jackson Churio's in center, Tristan Lutz is in left. Tyler Black's at third, Freddie Zamora's at short, Felix Valerio at second, Xavier Warren is at first. Shook delivers home. Lefty Wanell takes low, and the count goes to 1-0. And have you ever thought to yourself, wow, 8 lefties in a lineup would be something that I'd love to see. Kanekoa Teixeira is your man for that. 8 of the 9 come up from the left side against Shook, including the first 8 in the order. The 1-0 delivery. Lifted out towards right center, down for a base hit. Churio cuts it off. Conley rounds third, comes home. 2 batters into the game. 1-0 Embrace. 11th RBI of the year for Waddell. 2 hard hit balls. That one off the bat at 98 miles an hour. Brings up the lefty, Jesse Franklin, the fifth. 1-0 M Braves. They've scored first for the second straight game. Waddell at first. Nobody out in the bottom of the first inning. Shook delivers. Lifted down the right field line. Sparks after it. Warning track. Wall looks up and it's way gone. 390 feet from Franklin. Three batters in. It's 3-0. From a changeup that pretty much landed middle on the plate. Franklin jumped all over it. Third home run of the year. Up to 11 runs driven in. Already two extra base hits for this M Braves lineup, and the lineup hasn't even gotten to the guy who's got the most power. It's the lefty Drew Lugbauer. First pitch to him. Wave and a miss at a curveball. Count goes 2-1. Drew Lugbauer is trying his hardest to get to Gwinnett this year. Guy who's been in double A the last couple of years. The 0-1 delivery. Chops it foul. Back towards the Sheckers on deck circle. Count goes to no balls and two strikes. Lugbauer hitting a team high 264. Leads the team with 12 homers and 38 driven in. 0-2 delivery. Wave and a miss. Fastball outside corner. First out of the game from Shook. He's up left to Tyler Tolby. The big thing for Lugbauer this year, and it's been a thing that's followed him throughout his career, has been the strikeout rate. Up over 35% this year. Even with a 978 OPS, that's best in the Southern League. Brings up the lefty Tyler Tolby. One out, nobody on. Already three in for the M Braves. Pitch home. Lifted down the left field line. Lutz is over, and it passed his glove. Rolls towards the wall. Tolby rounds first. Round second stops there. A throw comes into Zamora. It's the third extra base hit of the inning. Four of the first five batters have reached. Except the lefty, Kate Bunnell. Already 3-0 M Braves. Shucker's bullpen already has movement. James Meeker's doing some work out there. Just some light stretching along with Nick Bennett. First pitch from Shook. Misses low. And the count goes to 1-0 on the lefty Bunnell. Nick Bennett's doing some arm care exercises out in the bullpen in right center. The 1-0 delivery to Bunnell. Changeup called strike in the outside corner. Count evens 1-1. This is an M Braves offense that can score in bunches. They showed they can do so last week against the Birmingham Barons. Put up 40-plus runs in the six games. The 1-1 delivery. Broken back, ground ball foul, first base side. Count goes to 1-2. Tolby's at second. Three runs on four hits in the inning. Three of the four hits have gone for extra bases. Now to grab a new bat. Runs back to the plate. 226 hitter this year with a 335 OBP. Strikeouts have been Bunnell's Achilles heel, though. He struck out 41% of the time. More than anybody else on the roster. The 1-2 delivery. Misses up high. Count evens 2-2. Just missed up and out of the zone. Shook the righty, comes set. Now delivers. Swing and a line drive foul. First base side. Count stays at 2-2. That one was rocketed. 106 off the bat. in a momentary delay. The ball boy down the right field line was trying to throw it up some kids, and the kid dropped it the first time. Had to re-throw it up and over. Two balls, two strikes, one away. Shook delivers. Curveball fouled off. Stays at 2-2. Hasn't been a lengthy start as far as pitches early on in the first inning. Chick's only about to throw his 20th pitch. He's faced a lot of bats, but now's the sixth man to bat against him in the inning. The 2-2 delivery. Fastball called, strike three on the outside corner. He's punched down on a 93-mile-an-hour fastball. Second strikeout of the inning, second out of the inning. Brings up the lefty, Drew Campbell. Campbell's hitting 192 this year with a 234 OBP. Shook delivers. Wave and a miss. Change up low. And goes to 0-1. Tolvey's at second. Two outs. Three runs in for the M Braves. Good thing is that strikeout sent the Shuckers bullpen back to sitting mode instead of active mode. Out right center. The 0-1 delivery. Checks his swing. Fastball up high. Doesn't go. Count evens. 1-1. Campbell wasn't in the lineup yesterday. It's because he was activated today off the development list. The pitch home. Ground ball, first base side, foul. Count goes to 1-2. He was reinstated from the development list because Justin Dean, a guy who had been lighting it up this year for the M Braves, was transferred and promoted to AAA Gwinnett. Dean ended yesterday by reaching in each of his final 11 games with the M Braves. Average up above 230. And had an OBP of 370. Count at 1-2 to Campbell. Shook delivers. Fastball up and away. Count evens, 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, two away. And Braves lead it 3-0 here on the bottom of the first inning. Shook delivers. Wave and a miss. Fastball at 93 on the outside corner. He strikes out three in the inning, but the M Braves score three. Three runs, four hits, no errors, and one runner left on base. We head to the second. Shuckers down 3-0. Back after this, the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. BJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
When it comes to top-notch AC installation and repair, AC Man in Ocean Springs knocks it out of the park. AC Man is your local Rheem dealer with affordable prices and convenient financing available. Of course, if you need maintenance and repair to your current unit, AC Man will be there in a jiffy to get you all cool and comfortable. Call AC Man in Ocean Springs at 228-875-4487. AC Man, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
Anthony Bear Seal and the team at Seal's Tire and Auto Repair are a problem for car problems. They know oil changes, tire and brake issues, wheel alignments, and AC problems are gonna happen. So before car problems result in repairs, go see Bear. With honesty and integrity, they specialize in preventative maintenance so you can avoid screaming brakes, blown tires, and other high-dollar repairs. Seal's has over 20 years of experience, meaning the next time your car freaks out, you don't have to. Seal's Tire and Auto Repair, located on 25th Avenue in Gulfport, visit sealstires.com.
And for the Shuckers, stranded two in the top of the first inning. Head back to work here in the second. They trail it 3-0. Lefty Luis De Avila on the hill for the M Braves against the righty Freddy Zamora. First pitch of the inning. Fastball is a called strike one on the inside corner. Zamora is hitting 250 this year, five homers, 26 driven in, 355 OBP. The 0-1 delivery takes inside with a slider. Count evens, 1-1. And you'll find that a majority of the guys in this Shuckers lineup will have a high OBP. The 1-1 delivery takes a fastball outside corner. Count goes to 1-2. And that's because the Shuckers get on base more than just about anyone else in the Southern League. 347 OBP as a team. The 1-2 delivery. Wave and a miss. Fastball top of the zone. Moore is retired for the first down. Brings up the righty Tristan Lutz. 222 hitter this year with a 372 OBP. One out, nobody on. Shuckers trail it 3-0 in the top of the second inning. The pitch home. Called strike one. Curveball in the outside corner. Lutz homered back in the series opener. Shot to right center. The 0-1 delivery. Take strike two, top of the zone. Davila takes a breath. Now delivers. Lifts it down the right field line, foul. Count stays at 0-2. Lutz is in left field today. First time he's played the outfield in a couple of days. 0-2 delivery. Fouls it back. Count stays at 0-2. There was a run of about four straight games where Lutz was the primary DH in the order. Shuckers moving things around. Lutz and Lamar Sparks both getting some play in the outfield today. The 0-2 delivery. Misses low. He tries to block it up. Count at 1-2. And therein, Isaac Collins and Carlos Rodriguez, both guys who more than half the time come up from the left side. It's because Collins is a switch hitter. Rodriguez bats from the left side. They get the off mat. 1-2 delivery. Wave and a miss.
And that's the lead in 1-1.
Hits him on the cutter. 2 away. Brings up the righty Felix Valerio. Valerio stands in at the very back of the right-handed box against Davila. Two outs, nobody on. Top of the second inning. Pitch home. Slider called strike one. Davila has retired five batters today. Three of the five have been on the strikeout. The 0-1 delivery. Misses away, and the count evens. 1-1. He got a big-time breather at the bottom of the first inning. Braves played it three. Pitch to Valerio. Misses away. And the count goes to 2-1. The lefty delivers. Valerio takes inside, and the count goes to 3-1. Valerio's been on a tear. Hit 441 over his last 10 games. Davila gets a new ball. Rolls the other one back to the M Braves dugout. Down to 3-1. Valerio ready to go in the right-handed box. Davila delivers. Fouls it back. Towards the sweet level on the first base side. Count goes forward, 3-2. Valerio steps back in. Count at 3-2 with 2 away. Davila fires. Lifted out towards center. Campbell retreats back on it towards the warning track. Chases back towards the infield. and makes the catch to end the inning. 1-2-3 second from Dave Vila. TJ Shook back to the hill when we return. Luxy Shuckers Radio Network.
Cruising. WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport. The flagship stations for Biloxi Shuckers Baseball.
At Glass Doctor, our trained specialists are experts at fixing foggy and cracked glass, leaving any residential window looking like new. Visit glassdoctor.com to request a free estimate and let Glass Doctor bring back your view.
Watch over 7,000 minor league games during the season with MILB.TV on the MILB First Pitch app and MILB.com. Sign up today at MILB.TV.
Featuring amazing views of MGM Park, downtown Biloxi, and the Mississippi Sound, the Renova Roofing Party Deck is the place to be this summer. The deck includes all-you-can-eat food and beverage service for 2 hours, as well as group recognition on the MGM Park video board during the game. Enjoy the scenic views of the game from the suite level. Get in the action and call 228-233-3465 today.
Want a fun, family affordable Saturday night? Join the Shuckers at MGM Park every Saturday home game for Shuck Yeah Saturday. Be one of the first 1,000 fans at MGM Park on Saturday, July 29th at 6:05 for a clear backpack giveaway presented by Blue Cross Blue Shield of Mississippi. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com and get in on the fun.
Bottom of the second at Trustmark Park in Pearl. And Braves lead the Shuckers 3-0 here in the fourth game of a six-game set. Lefty Andrew Moritz leads it off for the M Braves against the righty TJ Shook, who's out for a second inning of work. Shook delivers home. Called strike one on a changeup outside corner. Count goes to no balls and one strike on the nine man in the order. Check that, the eight man in the order. Pitch home. Pops him up. Down the left field line. Blacks out. Zamora's a long way to go. Slides and it drops down in foul territory. Count goes to 0-2. It's 8-9-1 due up for the M Braves. Moritz, a left-handed bat. And then the odd man out, Bo Phillip. He's the only true righty in the entire order. Moritz this year hitting 204 with a 303 OBP. Chokes up on the bat. The 0-2 delivery. Wave and a miss. Fastball up high. Shook's retired all four outs on strikeouts. Brings up the righty, Bo Phillip. Phillips hitting 210 this year. DH in the 9 spot in the order. First pitch, fastball, called strike one. If you Google it, 10% of the world is left-handed. The 0-1 delivery. Misses away. Count evens, 1-1. Yet in the order, 88% of it for the M Braves comes up from the left side. The 1-1 delivery. Curveball misses away, and the count goes to 2-1. What is quite the unique lineup that Kanekoa Teixeira is putting out there tonight. You just don't see it very often. The 2-1 delivery. Sliced foul, first base side out of play. Count evens, 2-2. Phillip this year hitting 210 with a 311 OBP. One out, nobody on in the bottom of the second inning. The 2-2 delivery misses away, and the count goes full. Umpire calls time. Phillip steps out. Reminder, fans, let us know where you're tuning in from tonight with our Text the Booth line. 601-514-0776. Let us know where you're tuning in from tonight. Shook's 3-2 delivery. Fastball called, strike three. 92 on the outer black. It's his fifth strikeout of the game. Brings up the switch hitting Cal Conley. Again, the text of the booth number, 601-514-0776. Two outs. Bottom of the second inning, 3-0 M Braves. Cal Conley's up from the left side, top of the order. Pitch home. Curveball misses low, and the count goes to 1-0. That was about the weirdest first time through the order you can possibly have as a pitcher. Shook gave up three runs, gave up four hits, and struck out five. The 1-0 delivery. Chops it foul. Almost into the Shuckers dugout on the first base side. Count evens, one ball and one strike. Conley doubled to lead off the bottom of the first inning. The pitch home. Line drive in left center field. It's down for a base hit. Rolls towards the wall. Churio cuts it off. Conley rounds first. Goods towards second. The throw is cut off by Zamora. Conley's 2-for-2 with two doubles. And it brings up the lefty, Luke Waddell. That's the fifth hit tonight for the Emperors. Four of the five have gone for extra bases. That one was off the bat at 104 miles an hour. Lefty Luke Waddell steps in. M Braves lead it 3-0. Bottom of the second. Shook delivers. Waddell takes inside. Count goes to 1-0. Shook's made one start this year. Lasted 3 2/3 innings against Montgomery back at the end of May. The pitch home. Fastball called strike on the inside corner. Count evens, 1-1. Waddell singled to right in the first inning. That drove home Conley. It was part of three straight batters to reach in the first inning, and all three came home. The 1-1 delivery. Pops him up, out towards short right. Valerio, the second baseman's out. Catch, sit in the run, and that ends the inning. Through two innings, no runs and a hit here for the M Braves in the second. No errors and one runner left on base. They've scored three runs, and they've struck out five times. Into the third, 3-0 Mississippi. The Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Oh no, there's water everywhere.
Dad, a pipe broke.
My poor carpet.
We need a plumber.
And fast.
Roto-Rooter does plumbing.
We need somebody to clean up this water.
And Roto-Rooter does water cleanup.
As soon as I can find the phone and all this water, I'm calling a bunch of people.
I told you, Roto-Rooter does both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
Wait, Roto-Rooter does plumbing?
And water cleanup?
Yeah, they do both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
What's their number?
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And away go troubles down the drain.
Roto-Rooter!
I need these prescriptions filled, please.
What's your Megastore number, please?
What is that? I don't have one of those.
You'll need to go back to the back of that other line and then come back to this line when you get it. And there's no hurry. It's going to be 3 hours minimum on getting these filled anyway.
Are you tired of being a Megastore number? At Polk's Drugs on Pops Ferry in Biloxi or on Washington Avenue in Ocean Springs, they know you by name. And you're always in and out in a matter of minutes. And you know, best of all, you don't even have to get out of the car if you don't feel like it. Use their convenient drive-up window at Polk's. Either location in Biloxi or Ocean Springs.
What you can't get anywhere else. Mississippi Coast Supply. For plumbing fixtures you can rely on. Mississippi Coast Supply. Get selection and service too. Our price is low, our quality's high. What you can't get anywhere else. Mississippi Coast
The next Brewers Stars play here on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Top three, 9-1-2 in the order due up for Biloxi. They trail at 3-0 as the lefty Luis De Avila back on the hill for the M Braves against the righty Lamar Sparks. De Avila delivers. Sparks waves and misses at a fastball, 91 miles an hour. We're off and running here in the third inning. Thanks so much for joining us on your Friday night. Beautiful Friday here in Pearl. Dave Vila delivers. Sparks, waves, and misses. Count goes down with two. Sun's peeking out. Not too many clouds in the sky. Bit different than yesterday. Threats of rain throughout last night, but today it's been a beautiful day for baseball. Sparks steps back in. 208 hitter this year. Dave Vila delivers. Swings and lifts it out towards left. Franklin moves in on it and makes the catch for the first out of the inning. It takes you a moment to adjust as a hitter in this ballpark. The ball doesn't fly even when the wind's blowing out. The wind right now blowing in from left. Which means any fly ball just hits a wall and dies. That's what happened there with Sparks. First pitch to the lefty Black. Called strike one, inside corner. Black's continued to impress here in 2023. Rides in today with a 29-game on-base streak. 0-1 delivery. Chops it off his front foot. Goes to 0-2. He also enters today with a season-high 9-game hit streak. Black's been putting in a ton of work. Tons of ground balls, a lot of BP work today. 0-2 delivery. Checks his swing and a slider off the outside corner. Count one ball and two strikes. Black also took BP against Shucker's manager, Mike Guerrero. That's not a usual occurrence. The 1-2 delivery. Black chops it foul back towards the screen. First base side. Count stays at 1-2. The 1-2 delivery. Slider misses away. Count evens, two balls and two strikes. It's usually a rotation of Nick Stanley, Christian Correa, and Chucky Caulfield if who throws BP. But Black and Guerrero, after BP had ended, one last round. The 2-2 pitch takes low. Count goes full. Guerrero was firing him in there, too. Sent after, his arm still felt like a million bucks, and that means good things for the Shuckers manager. The 3-2 delivery. Misses away, ball four, and the on-base streak extends to 30 consecutive games. Reaches on a walk, and it brings up the righty Jackson Churian. That just adds to Tyler Black's prowess here in AA. He's now reached in 45 of 46 appearances with Biloxi this year. And that was his 43rd walk of the season, more than anybody else in the Southern League. Checkers trail it 3-0 in the third. Check back to first, and Black's back in time. Black's been a big stolen base threat against the Embraves. 28 stolen bases on the year, 10 of them against Mississippi. The pitch home. Misses up high. Count goes to 1-0. That's been a big thing this year for Biloxi. Their ability to move guys around with the stolen base. They've stolen 98 this year. Fourth most in AA. The 1-0 delivery. Churio takes up and away. Count goes to 2-0. Shuckers are two away from joining the Portland Sea Dogs and Somerset Patriots, the Yankees and Red Sox AA affiliates, as the third team to join the 100 stolen base club in AA. Check back to first. Black dives back in. One away, man on first. 3-0 Embraves in the top of the third inning. Dave Vila fires. Misses up and away. The count goes to 3-0. The stolen bases have gone down a little bit for Biloxi for the past 2 weeks. on one hand, they haven't really needed him. They've had so many extra base hits, especially in the month of June. And they can afford to go more station to station. Pitch home, fastball, called strike one. They've notched up the stolen bases this week. Stole five last night. The 3-1 delivery. Black's off to second. Pitch is called a strike. The throw to second. Not in time. Black gets in there. He's got his 29th stolen base of the year. Much to the dismay of Cal Connolly and the fans here at Trustmark Park. The throw beat him. Connolly just didn't apply the tag correctly. Black got in. Count it, 3-2 with one out. Shockers at 99 stolen bases this year. Black at 29. The pitch. Chirio chops it foul. Back towards the screen on the third base side. And the count stays at 3-2. Shockers trail it 3-0. Have a runner in scoring position for the second time today. 3-2, one away. Time called. And Tolby goes out to talk to Dave Villa. Shuckers yesterday were 4-for-12 with runners in scoring position. They were able to get guys in the bases in a big way last night, especially with two outs. 3-2 delivery. Black off to third. The pitch is chopped foul. Black slides in on a foul ball and has to go all the way back to second. Would have been his 30th stolen base of the year. When he gets to the 30 mark, he'll be the fifth player in Shuckers history to reach 30 stolen bases in a year. And he'll have done it in just 55 games if he does it tonight. The 3-2 pitch. Chirio chops it, third base side, foul. We'll do it again. Lengthy at bat brewing right now between Luis De Avila on the hill and Jackson Chirio at the plate. We're on to an eighth pitch. 3-2, one away. Tyler Black's at second. Black dances around. De Avila can't step off anymore. Pitch home. Runner goes. Misses away. The throw to third. Not in time. And Tyler Black becomes the fifth player in Shuckers history to reach 30 stolen bases in a season. And it only took him 55 games to do so. Runners of the corners now with one away, and it brings up the righty Jefferson Caro. What an incredible season it's been from Tyler Black. 30 stolen bases, 7 homers, and he's reached base in 30 consecutive games. Jackson Chirio's at first, Black's at third, and Jefferson Caro's at the plate. Caro's the tying run. The pitch. Caro takes a slider low, and the count goes to 1-0. Check back to first, and Black's. That Chirio is back in time. Black's dancing off the bag at third. Shuckers trail it 3-0. Caro at the plate represents the tying run. Wes Cork on deck, the go-ahead run. The pitch misses up and away. Won't be out of the crouch, checks around. Got it, 2-0. Churio off first. Pitch home. Misses away, and the count goes to 3-0. And we talked so much this year about Black's stolen base ability, and you kind of forget that Jackson Churio's got 16 stolen bases himself. And not only does he have 16 stolen bases, he's smashed 8 homers and driven in 34. Check back to first. Churio's back in time. It is a dangerous 1-2-3 in this Shuckers order when it's stacked Black, Churio, and Caro. It's one of the more fun parts of the lineup in AA. 3-0 delivery. Misses up high, and they're loaded up for Wes Clark. Three straight one-out walks. And it brings out the pitching coach, Bo Henning. Jose Mantilla is out in the bullpen right now. A little bit of light throwing. Not yet up on the mound. This is a tricky situation. Dave Avila is almost at 60 pitches. We're at one out in the third inning. And Braves lead it 3-0. 3 runs on 5 hits. The Shackers have loaded up without a hit. Both their hits came in the first. 3 walks here in the third inning have loaded them up. It brings up Wes Clark. Bases loaded. Shuckers down 3-0. First pitch to Clark. Lays off it off the outside corner. Count at 1-1 and no strikes. Avila delivers home. Called strike, top of the zone. Count evens, 1-1. The 1-1 delivery. Clark takes strike 2. Change up outside corner at 86. The pitch home. Clark waves and misses. Curveball down low. Second out of the inning. Fourth strikeout of the day for Dave Avila. 2 outs. Bases loaded. Brings up the switch hitting Xavier Warren. Warren knows a thing or two about some 2-out runs. It was part of the big Shuckers rally yesterday with 2 outs where they scored 5 runs in the 6th inning. Pitch home. Misses low and inside. Count goes to 1-0. Dave Avila delivers. Tips it foul. Count evens. 1-1. Pitch. Warren waves and misses a long swing on a changeup. Count goes to 1-2. Warren steps back in. Bases loaded. 2 away. Shuckers trail it 3-0. The pitch. Rounds it foul. Third base side. Foul territory and gets all the way down the line. Stays at 1-2. Dave Avila sets, kicks, and fires. Lifted down the right field line, spirals foul. Top of the screen. Count stays at 1-2. One ball, two strikes, two away. The pitch misses low and away, and the count evens, two balls and two strikes. This is a big situation right now for Biloxi. And if you're TJ Shook in the Shuckers dugout, love a little bit of run support here. He didn't get any in his only start this year. The 2-2 delivery. Warren takes strike three on the inside corner. He's punched out by home plate umpire Stephen Hopkins. Back-to-back strikeouts. Strains him loaded for Biloxi. No runs, no hits, no errors. Three runners left on base. Shuckers have stranded five of the first three times at the plate. Into the bottom of the third inning. Shuckers trail it 3-0 on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Other teams might have season ticket holders, but in Biloxi, become a member of the team with a Shuck Nation membership. Pick your way to be at MGM Park for every big home run, late rally, and get out of your seat moment for the 2023 season with one of our memberships, starting as low as $27 a month. Memberships include flexible tickets, exclusive discounts, unique experiences, lasting memories, and more. Become a part of Shuck Nation today at BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-2465.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Everyone deserves a great smile. Smile Doctors by DN Orthodontics is here to help you, Shuckers fans. With some of the country's leading orthodontists right here in Biloxi, Smile Doctors by DN Orthodontics accepts most insurance. Whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make amazing smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. Get the confident smile you deserve. Visit SmileDoctors.com today and book your free consult. Smile Doctors by DN Orthodontics, the official smile provider of minor league baseball.
Bottom of the third inning, and Braves lead the Shuckers 3-0. David Blake back with you on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Righty TJ Shook back to the hill, faces the lefty Jesse Franklin. First pitch misses low, and the count goes to 1-0. And Braves got all three of their runs in the first three batters in the bottom of the first inning. Double, single, homer, and it was quickly 3-0. Shook delivers, wave and a miss, fastball at 91. Count evens, one ball, one strike. Franklin was the guy who hit the homer. Smashed his third homer of the year. The pitch. Stares at a changeup low. Count goes to 2-1. Franklin, a top 15 Braves prospect. 2-1 delivery. Chops it foul. Back to the Shuckers on deck circle on the first base side. Counts even 2-2. He's number 14 in the system by MLB Pipeline and the 13th overall prospect in the Braves system by Baseball America. The pitch rolled on the ground right side of the infield. Warren gets it at first, underhands to Shook, taps the bag, one up, one down, and brings up the lefty Drew Lugnow. Lugbauer. 3-0 M-Rains in the bottom of the third inning. Lugbauer's 0-for-1 today with a strikeout. The pitch misses low. Count goes to 1-0. Shook delivers. Misses low and inside. Gets to the backstop. Count goes to 2-0. Wug Bauer's a guy who smashed at every single level of his professional career. Big thing for him, and the big reason why he's in AA is the strikeout numbers. 2-0 delivery. Misses inside low and gets the screen. That goes to 3-0. Wug Bauer last year set the single season record for home runs with the M Braves, but also set the single season strikeout mark by almost 100. 3-0 delivery. Chops it foul towards the checkers dugout in the first base side. Count goes to 3-1. Schick delivers. Misses inside. Lug Bauer backs out of the way. Draws a walk. Extends his on base streak to 10 straight. Reaches base for the eighth time this series. Brings up the left-hand hitting Tyler Tolby, who doubled last time up. 3-0 M Braves over the Checkers. Wug Bauer, short lead off first. The pitch to Tolby. Head of a fastball, fouls it back, and the count goes 0-1. Reminder, fans, all foul balls are brought to you by Glass Doctor. Whether it's your windshield or any other type of damage, call Glass Doctor at 228-641-9167 or visit gulfcoast.glassdoctor.com. The 0-1 delivery. Lug Bauer's off to second. Pitch called a strike. Cork doesn't throw it. Lost his footing. Lug Bauer's got himself a stolen base. Wug Bauer's second stolen base of the year. 20% of the way to a 10-10 season. The 0-2 delivery to Tolby. Misses up high. And the count goes to 1-2. Shook comes set. Now delivers. This is up high, and the count evens 2-2. This has been a lengthy first three innings, pitch count-wise, for both sides. That was C.J. Shook's 54th pitch of the night. Luis De Avila has thrown 67 in three innings. Shook delivers to Tolby. Ground ball right side of the infield, sneaks through in a right for a base hit. Sparks picks it up. Lug Bauer around through the third of the plate, up the third baseline. Clark blocks it up. It's an RBI single for Tolby, and it's 4-0. Tolby's 2-for-2 today. Runs in his sixth run of the year at Double-A. Brings up the left-handed hitting Kate Bunnell. Bunnell's 0-for-1 with a strikeout. Bottom four in the order all struck out against Shook last time up. Shook delivers. Fastball called strike one. Tolby's at first. One away, bottom of the third inning. Check back to first. Tolby dives back in. The 0-1 delivery. Lifts it foul, third base side out of play. Now goes to 0-2. Bunnell's originally from Madison, Wisconsin. Played two seasons for Indiana before being drafted. Spent 4 years at three different schools, Kansas State, Indiana, and Madison Area Junior College. The 0-2 delivery. Tips it in a chorus glove for strike three. That's the sixth strikeout of Shook's night. Two away brings up the lefty, Drew Campbell. Campbell. Campbell's 0-for-1 today with a strikeout. Tovey at first, two away. 4-0 M Braves in the bottom of the third inning. Check back to first. Tovey's back in time. Shook fires. Misses up and away. Count goes to 1-1. Check that count at 1 ball and no strikes. Campbell struck out swinging on a fastball last time up. The 1-0 delivery. Fouls it back to the screen. Count evens. 1 ball and 1 strike. The bottom of the order is really where Shook's got his money's worth. Bunnell, Campbell, Moritz, and Phillip. 6-9 in the order. Mine 0-for-5 with 5 strikeouts. Tolby's off first. The 1-1 delivery. Campbell takes low and inside. Count goes to 2-1. Top three's had all the offense for the M Braves, and the bottom four has been all but one of the strikeouts. The 2-1 delivery. Campbell takes a strike on the outside corner. Count evens. 2 balls and 2 strikes. 2 outs in the inning. Shook one pitch away from working out of things in the third. Delivers home. Wave and a miss. Fastball up and in at 92. Shook struck out 7, but the M Braves add another run. In the inning, 1 run on 1 hit, no errors, and 1 runner left on base. 4-0 M Braves after 3. Back to Trustmark Park after this, the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Hey, Sean Cross here for Headliners Plus in Gulfport. When you leave Headliners Plus, in addition to leaving as a satisfied customer, you'll leave as a friend. Brian Hagwood and his crew have been helping friends, customers, and cruisers with their auto, marine, and aviation upholstery needs for over 25 years, one stitch at a time. If your upholstery is frail, freshen it up. Stop by for a free estimate on 34th Street in Gulfport. Headliners Plus, a proud supporter of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball.
If you're ready to knock it out of the park this season with your heating and cooling needs, call Keats. When your AC isn't the coldest, call Keats Heating and Air. Our goal is to get you comfortable same day with affordable pricing and a team you can trust. Whether you're searching for maintenance, service, or replacement, we've got you covered. Remember, don't sweat the heat. Call Keats Heating and Air Conditioning at 228-265-8609.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. VJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
The fourth inning, the lefty Luis Deavila continues on the hill, faces the back half of the Shuckers order. Shuckers trail it 4-0. David Blake back with you on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. It's been a weird night pitching side of things for the Shuckers. TJ Shook, you look at the strikeout numbers, it looks like a great night. 7 strikeouts in 3 innings. And then you look at the scoreboard, 6 hits, 4 runs, and couple extra base hits for the M Braves. Meanwhile, the Shuckers have stranded 5. First pitch is Zamora. He takes a strike on a slider inside corner. Count goes 2-1. Deavila has been effective, though. He struck out 5 in 3 innings. The 0-1 delivery. Chaps it foul. Towards the M Braves dugout in the third base side. Count goes 2-2. Two of the 5 strikeouts came with the bases loaded last inning. The Shuckers loaded them up with 1 away. The 0-2 delivery. Zamora takes up high. Count goes to 1-2. The 1-2 delivery. Zamora takes away. Count evens. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Zamora struck out swinging back in the second inning. The 2-2 delivery. Rolls it on the ground. Third base side. 2 hops to Bunnell, who backhands it off his back foot. Fires to first in time. Zamora is retired for the first down. He's up the righty, Tristan Lutz. With De Avila on the hill, tonight's turned into a very small world night for Shucker's first base coach, Christian Correa. The first pitch, Lutz rolls it on the ground to first. Lugbauer goes down to a knee, grabs it, taps the first base bag. And quickly, 2 outs in the inning, brings up Felix Valerio. 2 outs, nobody on. Shucker's trail at 4-0 in the fourth inning. The reason why, it's a small world moment. Correa, now in his post-playing career as a development coach for the Shuckers. The pitch home. Valerio takes up high. Count goes to 1-0. He looks out to the mound today and sees a guy who he used to play with. Luis De Avila and Correa were teammates in winter ball in Colombia back in 2021. 1-0 delivery. Valerio checks his swing. Check to first. First base umpire says he doesn't go. Count goes to 2-0. And the pair actually played in the Caribbean Series together. It was Colombia's first entry into the Caribbean Series. 2-0 delivery. Valerio chops it on the ground. Foul, third base side. Count goes to 2-1. And for those who are unfamiliar with the winter ball landscape in Latin America, it's where a lot of Latin guys will go play, and Americans as well, in the offseason. Leagues all around Latin America. The winner of each league goes and plays in the Caribbean Series, which is sort of the Latin American Winter Ball World Series. 2-1 delivery. Tips it into Tolvi's glove. Count goes to 2 balls and 2 strikes. Both played for a team based out of Barranquillo in Colombia. The Caminés. Means crocodiles in Spanish. Great logo if you look it up. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 away. De Avila delivers. Valerio takes strike 3 on a slider outside corner, and that ends the inning. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. De Avila's retired 5 straight. To the bottom of the fourth inning. 4-0 M Braves on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Beer, soda, hot dogs, all at a discount? That's right. Join the boys of summer at MGM Park every Thursday home game for Thirsty Thursday presented by Yuengling, Coca-Cola, and Kicker 108. Enjoy $2 Yuengling drafts, hot dogs, and sodas along with $4 draft beer specials. Want more? Splash in with the Shuckers Thirsty Thursday deal with reserve level ticket and 2 drink vouchers for $14. Join in on the fun and reserve your tickets, hey, at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Want a fun, family affordable Saturday night? Join the Shuckers at MGM Park every Saturday home game for Shuck Yeah Saturday. Celebrate the weekend with premium giveaways, specialty jerseys, and unique acts every Saturday night throughout the 2023 season. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com and get in on the fun.
Rep the Pearl and Oyster everywhere with a trip to the Shuckers shop at MGM Park and online. Find Shuckers hats, apparel, collectibles, novelties, Marvel Defenders of the Diamond merchandise, and more. Grab your Shuckers gear today at MGM Park or visit shuckers.milbstore.com.
Bottom four, Shuckers trail it 4-0. TJ Schutt back to the hill. Starts off with the lefty Andrew Moritz. David Blake back with you on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. The pitch home. Misses low, and the count goes to 1-0. Thanks so much for joining us on your Friday night. It's been a weird outing for Shook. He struck out 7, but he's allowed 4 runs. The pitch misses away, and the count goes to 2-0. The pitch to Moritz. Misses low with a changeup. The count goes to 3-0. Russell Smith warming up in the bullpen for Biloxi. The pitch home. Misses away. 4. Moritz launches his bat back towards the dugout. It's a leadoff walk here in the fourth inning. Gives us a chance to take a look at the Owa Parks and Resorts scoreboard update around the Southern League. Plan your visit today at visitowa.com. Top of the sixth inning at AT&T Field in Chattanooga. Barron's up 4-1 on the Chattanooga Lookouts. The pitch home. Phillip waves and misses at a slider. Count goes 10-1. Rocket City in Tennessee knotted at 1 in the top of the sixth inning. And top 5, Pensacola leads Montgomery 3-1. Check back to first. Long way to go. Lawrence is back in time. Check back to first, or it's back in time again. Phillips struck out looking on a fastball in the second inning. And Braves scored 3 in the first, 1 in the third. Shook delivers. Wave and a miss. Fastball inside corner at 91. Count goes to 0-2. Moritz off first. Shook sets. Now comes home. Moritz off to second. Pitch up and in. Clark can't get it out of his glove correctly. Couldn't find a grip of the baseball. Moritz swipes second. Count of 1-2. Moritz's third stolen base of the year. The 1-2 delivery. Misses low, and the count evens 2-2. Shook right now is one pitch away from setting a new season high in strikeouts. He's at 7. His season high is 7, set back a month ago against Montgomery. Back on Cinco de Mayo. The 2-2 delivery. Curveball chopped on the ground, third base side foul. Count stays at 2-2. Smith continues to get warm. Left-handed arm, whenever he comes in, will be against the left-handed lineup. Shook delivers home. Runner off to third. Pitch chopped foul. Third base side. Count stays at 2-2, and Moritz jogs back to second. The 2-2 delivery. Wave and a miss on a slider. 8th strikeout of the night. Shook set a new season high. First out here in the fourth inning. And that brings out the manager, Mike Guerrero. Russell Smith set to enter. After TJ Shook sets a new season high with 8 strikeouts. Only 2 outs are retired by anything other than a strikeout. Russell Smith comes in to face the top of the order. 4-0 Braves. Back after this, the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Follow the Biloxi Shuckers away from MGM Park for every pitch, promotion, ticket offer, and discount on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. Follow the team at Biloxi Shuckers on Twitter, Facebook, and TikTok, or at Official Biloxi Shuckers on Instagram. Become part of the fun today.
Enjoy 35 flexible Biloxi Shuckers tickets, access to special events, discounts, and more with the Shuck Nation Half Shell Membership Plan. Receive first right to discounted Shuckers postseason tickets, a refillable Shuck Nation mug, a 10% Shuckers Shop discount, community offers around Biloxi, and so much more. Join the fun today at BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Top of the order, up for the Embrace. One out, runner on second. Mississippi leads it 4-0 over Biloxi in the bottom of the fourth inning. Lefty Russell Smith comes in. Conley, a switch hitter, in from the left side. He's 2-for-2 today with two doubles. Against the lefty Smith, who has an ERA right above 8. First pitch, slider misses away. The count goes to 1-0. Smith's out to make his fourth appearance of the year. An ERA of 8.1 in 6 2/3 innings. 3 walks and 9 strikeouts. Smith's 1-0 delivery. Slider called the strike. Count evens 1-1. Smith inherits a runner at second. That's Andrew Moritz, who reached in a walk and stole second against Shook. The lefty delivers. Fastball called strike two. Russell Smith, 6'9", 255 pounds. Brewer's second round draft pick out of TCU. Conley steps back in. One ball, two away. One ball, two strikes, one away. Smith delivers. Misses low and the count evens. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Smith picks up the leg, turns around, and looks back at second. Moritz Dax is on bat. The 2-2 delivery. Slider misses away, and the count goes full. Last time out for Smith was the series opener on Tuesday. Got tagged with the loss, gave up 2 runs on 2 hits and a homer in an inning and a third of work. Also walked 2 and struck out 3. Pitch home. Broken bat flare. Out to short left. Zamora takes a step back from short out to the outfield. Makes the catch. Second out of the inning. 2 away brings up the lefty Luke Waddell. 1-for-2 today with an RBI single.
Luke Waddell.
Waddell digs in. Conley off second. Check that. Moritz off second. Conley just popped out to short left. Smith delivers home. Misses away. Count goes to 1-0. Lefty Smith comes set at the belt. Now the 1-0 delivery. Called strike one. Fastball at 92. Count evens. 1 ball and 1 strike. M-Braves lead it 4-0. Four runs on six hits. Four of the six hits have gone for extra bases. Smith delivers. Waddell lifts it foul. Third base side out of play. The count goes to 1-2. Smith delivers. Wave and a miss on a slider off the outside corner, and that ends the inning. Great job by Smith to come in and inherits a runner in scoring position and strikes out the final batter of the inning, retires both batters and faces. No runs, no hits, no errors. One runner left on base. Near to the fifth, 4-0 Everett. Back after this, the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
When it comes to top-notch AC installation and repair, AC Man in Ocean Springs knocks it out of the park. AC Man is your local Rheem dealer with affordable prices and convenient financing available. Of course, if you need maintenance and repair to your current unit, AC Man will be there in a jiffy to get you all cool and comfortable. Call AC Man in Ocean Springs at 228-875-4487. AC Man, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
Anthony Bear Seal and the team at Seal's Tire and Auto Repair are a problem for car problems. They know oil changes, tire and brake issues, wheel alignments, and AC problems are gonna happen. So before car problems result in repairs, go see Bear. With honesty and integrity, they specialize in preventative maintenance so you can avoid screaming brakes, blown tires, and other high-dollar repairs. Seal's has over 20 years of experience, meaning the next time your car freaks out, you don't have to. Seal's Tire and Auto Repair, located on 25th Avenue in Gulfport, visit sealstires.com.
Oh no, there's water everywhere.
Dad, a pipe broke.
My poor carpet.
We need a plumber.
And fast.
Roto-Rooter does plumbing. We need somebody to clean up this water.
And Roto-Rooter does water cleanup.
As soon as I can find the phone and all this water, I'm calling a bunch of people.
I told you, Roto-Rooter does both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
Wait, Roto-Rooter does plumbing?
And water cleanup?
Yeah, they do both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
What's their number?
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And away go troubles down the drain.
Roto-Rooter.
Braves lead Biloxi 4-0. David Blake back with you on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Jose Mantilla, the new arm into the ballgame for the M Braves, faces the righty Lamar Sparks. First pitch, Sparks pops it up, out towards right. Moritz in, right fielder makes the catch, first out of the inning. One away brings up Tyler Black at the top of the order. Mantilla in to relieve the starter, Luis De Avila, who's done after four innings. Doesn't give up a run, only allows two hits, three walks, six strikeouts, and throws 78 pitches. Mantilla's in to make his 13th appearance of the year. An ERA up above seven. First pitch to Black shows bunt, pulls it back, and it doesn't matter. Called strike one. 23 2/3 innings pitch. He's allowed 19 earned runs, 23 runs total, 10 walks, 16 strikeouts, and opponents hitting 274 against him. Mantilla delivers. Black pops it up, foul, third base side out of play. Goes to 1-2. Mantilla made his last appearance on Sunday against Birmingham. Went an inning scoreless. The 0-2 delivery. Black lines it foul, third base side, past third base coach Nick Stanley. Count stays at 0-2. And the ERA is really inflated for Mantilla because in the series opener, Mantilla allowed 9 runs on 8 hits and 2 1/3 innings. That bumped up his ERA from just below 5 to up over 7.5. The 0-2 delivery. Black takes away, and the count goes to 1-2. Shuckers trail it 4-0 in the top of the fifth inning. Mantilla delivers. Black chops it on the ground, first base side. Lundbauer gets it on the short hop, taps the bag. And Black's retired, second out of the inning. Up Jackson Churia. Churio's 0-for-1 today, but he threw a walk last time up. Two outs, nobody on. Shuckers trail it 4-0 in the top of the fifth inning. Montilla delivers. Churio takes a strike on the outside corner. Now goes 0-1. The 0-1 delivery. Called strike, top of the zone. Count goes quickly. No balls and two strikes. The 0-2 delivery misses away, and the count goes to 1-2. The righty fires. Wave and a miss. Changeup at 86 ends the inning. Checkers go down in order. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. We're halfway through in Pearl. Shuckers trail it 4-0. Back after this, the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Enjoy 35 flexible Biloxi Shuckers tickets, access to special events, discounts, and more with the Shuck Nation Half Shell Membership Plan. Receive first right to discounted Shuckers postseason tickets, a refillable Shuck Nation mug, a 10% Shuckers shop discount, community offers around Biloxi, and so much more. Join the fun today at BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
And we're back with breaking news. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any Coke fan, so make sure you... Jim. Jim. We're on the air.
Ooh, yes, this tastes like the best Coke ever to me. Your thoughts, Jen?
Well, can I have a sip?
Jen, we're in the middle of reporting the news.
I need to try it first.
Pearl, 4-0, raised up on the Shuckers. Four of a six-game set. Lefty Russell Smith back on the hill, faces the lefty Jesse Franklin, who leads it off. First pitch, waves and misses. And a fastball, count goes to no balls and one strike. Franklin's 1-for-2 today with a homer. That home run came back in the first inning. Smith picks up the leg, delivers home. Line drive, one hop. To Black at third, fires the first. Franklin's retired, first down to the inning. It hit off the lip of the circle, the dirt circle around home plate. It looked like a ball that was softly lined to Black. Tipped off the grass. Brings up the lefty Drew Ludbauer. 0-for-1 with a strikeout and a walk. The pitch home. Wave and a miss of a slider. It goes 0-1. The 0-1 delivery. Ground ball. One hops Valerio. Kicks off his glove. Now picks it up in short. White fires the first, not in time. Ludbauer beats it out. It's a single for the left-handed bat. Brings up the lefty, Tyler Tolby. Tolby stands in from the left side. 2-for-2 today with a single and a double. Ludbauer off first. One out, bottom five. The pitch. Misses inside, and the count goes to 1-0. Shuckers trail it 4-0. 4 runs on 7 hits for the M Braves. No runs on 2 hits for Biloxi. Smith delivers. Called strike on the outside corner. Count with a 92-mile-an-hour fastball. The count evens 1-1. Smith comes set. Now the pitch. In the dirt. Clark blocks it up. Count goes to 2 balls and 1 strike. Smith's a guy who's transitioned into a relief role here in 2023. Was originally a starter last season with the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers. The 2-1 delivery. Chops it foul, back to the screen. Count evens, 2-2. But in a lot of ways, Smith has turned into a guy with the Shuckers like T.J. Shook. Guy who's more of a long man out of the bullpen. Opposed to being your traditional starter like he was last year. He had 15 starts in high A. The 2-2 delivery. Foul back. We'll do it again. Smith sets. Now delivers. Line drive back up the middle, rolls into center field for a base hit. Lugbauer touches second. Trurio picks it up. Lugbauer's in the third standing. Tyler Tolby's got himself a 3-hit night. And now there's runners in the corners with one away for Kingpin out. The line drive that died just beyond the mound and rolled into center field. Lugbauer at third, Tolby at first. Bunnell digs in from the left side. Bunnell's 0 for 2 with 2 strikeouts. One swinging, one looking. Colby off first. Smith delivers. Ground ball, backhanded by Warren, goes to second for one. The return to first for Zamora in time for an inning-ending double play. And that gets the Shuckers out of the inning. Goes as a 3-6-3 double play. No runs, one hit, no errors, and one runner left on base. We're to the sixth. 4-0 Embraves. Back after this, the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
I need these prescriptions filled, please.
What's your Megastore number, please?
What is that? I don't have one of those.
You will need to go back to the back of that other line and then come back to this line when you get it. And there's no hurry. It's going to be 3 hours minimum on getting these filled anyway.
Are you tired of being a Megastore number? At Polk's Drugs on Pops Ferry in Biloxi or on Washington Avenue in Ocean Springs, they know you by name. And you're always in and out in a matter of minutes. And you know, best of all, you don't even have to get out of the car if you don't feel like it. Use their convenient drive-up window at Polk's, either location in Biloxi or Ocean Springs.
What you can't get anywhere else. Mississippi Coast Supply. For plumbing fixtures you can rely on. Mississippi Coast Supply. Get selection and service too. Our price is low.
Hey, Sean Cross here for Headliners Plus in Gulfport. When you leave Headliners Plus, in addition to leaving as a satisfied customer, you'll leave as a friend. Brian Hagwood and his crew have been helping friends, customers, and cruisers with their auto, marine, and aviation upholstery needs for over 25 years, one stitch at a time. If your upholstery is frail, freshen it up. Stop by for a free estimate on 34th Street in Gulfport. Headliners Plus, a proud supporter of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball.
Welcome back to Trustmark Park here in the top of the sixth inning. Jose Mantilla on the hill. First pitch is a called strike one to the righty Jefferson Caro. David Blake back with you. M Braves lead it 4-0 over Biloxi. Fourth game of a six-game set. Mantilla delivers. Caro takes a strike. We're joined in the booth by Mariners legend Dan Wilson, who's in attendance tonight doing a lot of stuff around play ball weekend in the Jackson area. Dan, thanks much for joining us. The pitch home.
Being here and being part of the broadcast, and great to see some.
Well, especially for you, Mariners have had many affiliates in the Southern League, including up in Jackson, Tennessee. The 1-2 delivery, wave and a miss, tips it into Tolby's glove, first down to the inning. How have you enjoyed, though, doing all this stuff you've been doing with the youth camps and everything this week?
Yeah, we really had a fortunate experience. Last year was our first year doing it. This year we were able to repeat it, but a great organization in the Seattle area where I'm from, and we continue to make our home. It's a group called the Baseball League. We really work to eliminate barriers to the game of baseball, but you know, disadvantaged demographics, and these folks, I think it kind of goes unnoticed at times that baseball can be an expensive program, especially if you have to play select ball. So it's not available to a lot of folks. So Baseball Beyond Borders has made it their mission to make it available. So we're able to bring that group of players down here to the Jackson area, teamed up with the Perkins Foundation, which is another local community group.
How much have you enjoyed doing the coaching side of stuff and working with Baseball Beyond Borders as your post-playing career?
Yeah, well, it's been great. I think, obviously, baseball provides you a platform, and I think it's very, very important for people to use that platform and use it in a positive and constructive way. So we have found that this is one way that we can kind of give back to a game and the baseball that's given us so much. So it's really our privilege, our honor to be able to turn around and give back to it.
Pitch misses inside. Count at two balls and no strikes. The switch hitter, Xavier Warren, who's in from the left side. Shuckers trail it 4-0, top of the sixth inning. Two outs, nobody on, as we're joined in the booth by Dan Wilson. The pitch home. Warren pops it up. Up on the infield. Bunnell charges in from third, makes the catch, and Matt ends the inning. Well, Dan, they gave you a quick inning. You mind staying on for another half? We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll be joined by Dan Wilson for the bottom half of the sixth inning. Shuckers trail it 4-0. Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
At Glass Doctor, our trained specialists are experts at fixing foggy and cracked glass, leaving any residential window looking like new without replacing the entire window. Bring back the view of any window with Glass Doctor. Visit GlassDoctor.com to request a free estimate on repairing your foggy or cracked windows. Let Glass Doctor bring back your view.
Call the Glass Doctor, we'll fix your paint. Oh, yeah!
Want a fun, family-affordable Saturday night? Join the Shuckers at MGM Park every Saturday home game for Shuck Yeah Saturday. Watch the Shuckers take on the Trash Pandas in style on Saturday, July 15th at 6:05 with a Shuckers Bucket Hat giveaway for the first 1,000 fans presented by Hard Rock Hotel and Casino Biloxi. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com and get in on the fun. Join the Shuckers every Friday home game for the best fireworks show on the coast. Start your weekend off right with the Boys of Summer, baseball, and fireworks. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Bottom of the sixth inning, Shuckers trail it 4-0 against the Mississippi Braves. Russell Smith starts it off on the mound from the left side against the lefty Drew Campbell, who's 0-for-2 today with two strikeouts. Smith, the left-handed arm, into his second full inning of work, delivers his first pitch, bunt shown, pulled back, and the count goes to one ball and no strikes. We're joined in the booth for another half inning by Mariners Hall of Famer and a member of Baseball Beyond Borders, Dan Wilson. Dan, thanks so much for joining us for another half inning.
Yeah, my pleasure.
Smith delivers home. It's inside, and it gets him right in the middle of the back. And Campbell gets hit by the pitch and takes a trip to first. So you're down in Mississippi from the Seattle area. How much are the kids enjoying being down in Mississippi?
Oh, it's been great. I tell you, we brought about 10 players with us and about high school age, anywhere freshman through senior year, and they love it. They love coming down here, being with the kids at camp, showing them their skills, and then just building relationships with the kids here in the Jackson community. So it's a lot of fun for them as well. And I got to be honest, we are not used to the humidity. So it's warm down here for us. And of course, we had a couple of days where the sun was out and it was a little warm. So these guys are ready to go back to Seattle, and we will do that on Sunday. But what a great weekend it's been so far.
So a little warmer than the Pacific Northwest.
Yeah, and we've had a nice spring. But we just don't get the humidity that you're used to down here. And so it's a little bit of an eye-opener when they get down here.
Counted two balls and no strikes to Andrew Moritz. Drew Campbell's at first in a 4-0 game. One of the big initiatives this weekend is the play ball weekend for Major League Baseball and Minor League Baseball. How much fun is it for you to see everything that teams do as this one's lifted towards center? Jackson Churio's back towards the warning track, makes the catch, and retires Moritz for the first out of the inning.
I love that initiative, and I think, they were a big contributor to the camp that we had, and through Pete Laven, the general manager here with the Mississippi Braves, they were able to really connect and make our camp even more special, providing some T-shirts for the kids and just some guidance on how to get these campers, get the camp going, and some of the rotations that we had. So the play ball initiative really is a great way to get kids involved. And I think the earlier you can get kids with a bat in their hand or a ball in their hand, throwing it and catching it, I think is the better. And these kids, a lot of these kids today and yesterday that were involved in our camp, they'd never picked up a bat before, never picked up a ball, and is their first experience. And just to see that look in their eye when they make contact and they can do some of the things that they watch other guys do, it's pretty special.
Well, the Shuckers, even though they're on the road, they'll be hosting a pitch hit and run as part of Play Ball Weekend. Even though the team's on the road, as someone who's played in the biggest of stages in Major League Baseball, how much enjoyment do you get passing down baseball to the next generation?
Yeah, I mean, it's a big thing, and I still work with the organization, the Seattle Mariners, that I was a part of, and try to give back to the kids that are in their organization as well. So I get a chance to be around minor league baseball quite a bit, especially in the Seattle area. We have two affiliates that are right, one just north, our high A affiliate, one just south is our AAA affiliate in Tacoma. So we have a lot of baseball that we can, pour into and pour into players, and it's a privilege to be able to do that. And they like to hear things of old, but the game has really changed, and that's okay. I think baseball continues on. It has always changed. I think now it just changes at a little bit quicker pace than it used to. Still the same game at the end of the day, and it's a great game to be around for sure.
Count it, three balls and one strike. Smith delivers it home, and it's swing and a miss. The count goes to three balls and two strikes. Runner at first, one away. Bottom of the sixth inning, M Braves lead it by a 4-0 score. You've been now here in Mississippi working with Baseball Beyond Borders in Washington, too. How fun is it not only to hand the game down to the next generation, but to do it around the country?
Yeah, well, I mean, this is kind of a special thing, and it's really based on our relationship between John Perkins, who has done a lot of work here in Jackson over the years, and he's an incredible man, an incredible foundation, the John and Vera May Perkins Foundation. They do a lot of great work here in the Jackson area. And getting to know him and getting to know the Baseball Beyond Borders program, these are two things that really think alike, and they want to invest in kids and invest, in the youth in their local areas. And to be able to do that through the game of baseball and use baseball as a vehicle is something that's pretty special.
Cal Conley's up, two outs, runner on second, 4-0 M Braves, bottom of the sixth inning, first pitch. He's chopped on the ground, out to second. Valerio grabs it, fires to first, and that ends the inning. Dan, thanks so much for taking some time with us. Enjoy the rest of your time here in Mississippi.
Hey, appreciate it. Thanks for having me on.
We're through six. It's 4-0 M-Braves. Back after this, the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
If you're ready to knock it out of the park this season with your heating and cooling needs, call Keats. When your AC isn't the coldest, call Keats Heating and Air. Our goal is to get you comfortable same day with affordable pricing and a team you can trust. Whether you're searching for maintenance, service, or replacement, we've got you covered. Remember, don't sweat the heat. Call Keats Heating and Air Conditioning at 228-265-8609.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. VJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
When it comes to top-notch AC installation and repair, AC Man in Ocean Springs knocks it out of the park. AC Man is your local Rheem dealer with affordable prices and convenient financing available. Of course, if you need maintenance and repair to your current unit, AC Man will be there in a jiffy to get you all cool and comfortable. Call AC Man in Ocean Springs at 228-875-4487. AC Man, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
Hi, this is Nick Bennett, and you're listening to the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Go Shuckers, baby.
Top of the seventh inning, back in Pearl. Steve Blake with you on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. So great to be joined in the booth for the last inning by Dan Wilson, Mariners Hall of Famer, legend with the Mariners in the early 2000s. Righty Jose Mantilla back on the hill against the righty Freddy Zamora. First pitch of the inning. Zamora chops it up the third baseline, foul. And the count goes to no balls and one strike. The Mariners have quite a few connections to the Southern League. And some unfortunate connections if you're a Shuckers fan. The Jackson Generals were a Mariners affiliate for a good amount of time. The 0-1 delivery. Misses away, and the count evens at 1-1. The Generals weren't a Mariners affiliate when they defeated the Shuckers in the 2018 and 2019 Southern League Championship Series, and it switched over to the Diamondbacks at that point. Pitch misses away, and the count goes to 2-1. For the Generals, a longtime team in the Southern League. Previously, one of the best names in minor league baseball, the West Tennessee Diamondbacks. 2-1 delivery. Misses up high, and the count goes to 3-1. And not Jax as in J-A-C-K-S. It was J-A-X-X. Incredible name. The 3-1 delivery. Misses up and in. Zamora ducks out of the way. Helmet comes off. And he draws a scary walk to start off the seventh inning. Tristan Lutz stands in from the right side. Shuckers trail it 4-0 in the top of the seventh inning. Lutz is 0-for-2 today. Strikeout and a ground out. Mora off first. Mantilla delivers. Fastball called strike one. Check back to first. Zamora dives back in. James Meeker up in the Biloxi bullpen. Jake McSteen is up in the Embrace bullpen. The 0-1 delivery. Lutz waves and misses. Slider on the outside corner. And the count goes to 0-2. It's been a well-pitched game from the Embrace. They've stranded five Shuckers base runners. All five base runners reached in the first three innings. The 0-2 delivery. Lifts it. First base side, foul territory. Drew Lugbauer, the first baseman, after it. And it drops down out of play. Couple rows back. Count stays at 0-2. No balls and two strikes. Tia's into his third inning of work. He'd gone six up, six down before Zamora's walk. The pitch misses up and in. Count goes to 1-2. This game, though, has really resembled what the norm has become for the M Braves and Shuckers this year. Usually close games and low scoring. The 1-2 delivery. Watts takes up and in. Count evens 2-2. Prior to yesterday, the Shuckers have played three straight one-run games with two of the three coming against the M Braves. The 2-2 delivery. Watts takes inside, and the count goes to 3-2. Matias sets. Now delivers. Wave and a miss. Fastball at 91 on the inside corner. Watts strikes out for the second time today. Brings up the righty Felix Valeria. Valerio's 0-2 with the strikeout. One out, man on first, and the Shuckers down 4-0 in the seventh inning. Montilla delivers. Valerio takes strike one. The pitch. Wave and a miss, trying to time up a curveball. That goes down 1-2. Mario steps out. Now steps back in. No balls, 2 strikes, 1 away. Zamora off first. Montilla delivers. Misses low, and the count goes to 1-2. The pitch home. Valerio splays it into right. In comes Moritz, and he makes a sliding kick for the out. It's a slow developing play, a looper out to right. Second out of the inning, and brings up the righty Lamar Sparks. Parks is in from the right side. 2 away, man on first. Montilla delivers. Fastball called strike one. Montilla's been on tonight. The fastball and slider have worked real well for him. Guy that's really settled down in his last two appearances since that blow-up in Birmingham where he allowed 9 runs and 2 1/3. The pitch misses low, and the count evens up. 1-1. That week in Birmingham really is starting to be a turning point for the M Braves this year. The pitch grounds it to second. Conley grabs it back half of the infield, fires to Lugbauer at first, and that ends the inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, and 1 runner left on base. Shuckers have left 6 on and trail it 4-0 through 6.5. Time to stretch. In Pearl. We're back after this. The Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Want to roll out the barrel and grab a beer? Come out to MGM Park for Brew Crew Tuesday, presented by FEB Distributing during every Shuckers Tuesday home game. Enjoy the game in style with a souvenir tumbler at the first and third base beer gardens for $12 and $6 refills. Our beer gardens feature premium craft beers from the coast and beyond. The only way to be a part of the fun is to get to the ballpark. Reserve your seat today at MGM Park, box office, or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels & Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Favorite jeans, favorite shirt. I can make a sausage and I'm firing it up. Yeah, everybody knows it's how I get my grill on.
Kaneka Sausage is the exclusive sausage sponsor and hot dog provider of MGM Park. Find them at your next trip to MGM Park at the first and third base concession stands.
It's how I get my grill on.
The seventh inning, Checkers trailing 4-0 against the Braves. Left-hand hitting Luke Waddell steps in. And it's a new pitcher on the mound. It's the righty James Meeker. David Blake back with you from Pearl. Meeker's in to relieve Russell Smith. Then after 2 1/3 innings, gave up 2 hits, no runs, and struck out 2. Meeker delivers. Lifted foul, third base side out of play. And the count goes 0-1. Smith threw 32 pitches, 19 of them strikes, 13 out of the zone. Meeker comes in after a terrific appearance last time out. The 0-1 delivery. Waddell takes away. Count evens up 1-1. Meeker enters today with a 3.18 ERA, 34 strikeouts and just 3 walks in 28 innings. Struck out 5 in 2 scoreless innings last time out. Delivers to Waddell. Misses up and in. And the count goes to 2-1. Waddell's 1-for-3 today. The pitch. Wave and a miss. Count evens 2-2. Meeker's cutter working hard there. Fired it in at 86. No calls. Simon steps out, now steps back in. Meeker's go-to pitch is that cutter, something he developed when he joined the Brewers organization after signing from Independent Ball. The 2-2 delivery. Wave and a miss. A good series continues for Meeker. One out, brings up the lefty, Jesse Franklin. On a blazing fastball at 94. It's the 11th strikeout tonight from the Shuckers. Brings up Franklin from the left side. Franklin 1-for-3 today. Pitch home. Misses away. And the count goes to 1-0. We talked to Meeker a couple days ago as the pregame interview. Go back and give it a listen at BiloxiShuckers.com. 1-0 delivery. Change up. Call the strike on the outside corner. Count evens 1-1. One of the fun things Meeker talked about is what he does on the road. As a pro baseball player, there's a lot of time and a lot of downtime on the road. But there's just hanging out in the hotel. 1-1 delivery. Pop foul. Third base side out of play. Count goes to 1-2. But him and his roommate Robbie Baker, along with Caleb Bowman, have developed quite a fun little routine. There's a Panera across from the hotel, and that's where they'll head over for breakfast every morning. Meeker said the go-to for him is a bowl of oatmeal. That's what he makes when he's in Biloxi. 1-2 delivery. Curve ball. Misses away. Checks his swing. Third base umpire Kyle Stutz says he doesn't go around. Count evens at 2-2. So in order to keep the routine going, he goes over to Panera that apparently has the best oatmeal near the hotel, and that's what he eats on the road. 2-2 delivery. Misses up and away, and the count goes to 3-2. And as players at the ballpark, you get your pregame meal and your postgame meal, which is about lunch and dinner. So really, if you're Meeker, the only thing you have to worry about is breakfast. 3-2 delivery. Pops him up. Out towards right center. Sparks is on from right. Churio's over as well, but Sparks calls him off, makes the catch. Second out of the inning. 2 away. Nobody on here in the bottom of the 7th inning. 4-0 M-Braves over the Shuckers.
Lugbauer.
Drew Lugbauer comes up as it gives us a chance to take a look at the Owa Parks and Resorts scoreboard update. Two games still in progress. Bottom of the ninth inning. Fayetteville up 7-4 on the Carolina Mudcats in single A. First pitch to Lugbauer. Misses low. Count goes to 1-0. And in the Arizona Complex League, the ACL Brewers off to a 3-0 start. 9-2 with the ACL Padres in the bottom of the second inning. The 1-0 delivery. Lugbauer chops it foul. Off the front railing of the Shuckers dugout. Count evens 1-1. Finals from elsewhere in the system. In the Dominican Summer League, both DSL Brewers 1 and 2 fall. DSL Brewers 1 falls 9-5 to DSL Guardians Blue in 10 innings. And DSL Guardians Red takes down DSL Brewers 2 6-5. The pitch. Lugbauer fouls it back out of play. Count goes to 1-2. Meanwhile, in High A, the West Michigan Whitecaps take down the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers 8-6. Triple A, Nashville postponed against Jacksonville. And top bottom of the fourth inning at American Family Field, the Oakland Athletics lead the Brew Crew 4-2, opening game of a three-game set. Count at 1-2 to Lugbauer. Meeker delivers, misses up and away. Count evens, 2 balls and 2 strikes. It is a chock-full Brewers scoreboard update for the rest of the season. Everybody in action, including the Arizona Complex League and both teams in the DSL. 2-2 delivery. Misses up high, and the count goes full. 3 balls and 2 strikes. 2 outs, nobody on in the inning. M-Braves lead it 4-0 in the bottom of the seventh. Meeker sets. Now delivers. Lugbauer waves and misses. Cutter at 87. Second strikeout of the inning. 8th strikeout of the week for Meeker against the M-Braves. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. We head to the 8th. Shuckers trail it 4-0. After this, the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Anthony Bear Seal and the team at Seal's Tire and Auto Repair are a problem for car problems. They know oil changes, tire and brake issues, wheel alignments, and AC problems are going to happen. So before car problems result in repairs, go see Bear. With honesty and integrity, they specialize in preventative maintenance so you can avoid screaming brakes, blown tires, and other high-dollar repairs. Seal's has over 20 years of experience, meaning the next time your car freaks out, you don't have to. Seal's Tire and Auto Repair, located on 25th Avenue in Gulfport, visit sealstires.com.
Oh no, there's water everywhere.
Dad, a pipe broke.
My poor carpet.
We need a plumber.
And fast.
Roto-Rooter does plumbing.
We need somebody to clean up this water.
And Roto-Rooter does water cleanup.
As soon as I can find the phone and all this water, I'm calling a bunch of people.
I told you, Roto-Rooter does both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
Wait, Roto-Rooter does plumbing?
And water cleanup?
Yeah, they do both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
What's their number?
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And away go troubles down the drain.
I need these prescriptions filled, please.
What's your Megastore number, please?
What is that? I don't have one of those.
You'll need to go back to the back of that other line and then come back to this line when you get it. And there's no hurry. It's going to be 3 hours minimum on getting these filled anyway.
Are you tired of being a Megastore number? At Polk's Drugs on Pops Ferry in Biloxi or on Washington Avenue in Ocean Springs, they know you by name. And you're always in and out in a matter of minutes. And you know, best of all, you don't even have to get out of the car if you don't feel like it. Use their convenient drive-up window at Polk's. Either location in Biloxi or Ocean Springs.
Here she come now, say moaning, moaning. Shoot 'em down, turn around, come on, moaning.
We end of the eighth inning. Shuckers traveling 4-0. Back to the top of the order. Tyler Black out of the game, and in comes a pinch hitter. It's a switch hitter, Isaac Collins. Against the lefty, Jake McSteen. Black out of the game after he goes 0-for-2 with a walk. First pitch, Collins waves and misses at a slider. And the count goes 0-1. Shuckers bound to make a couple of defensive changes because of this. 0-1 delivery. Misses low, and the count evens 1-1. Black done for the night after playing at third. Doesn't look like there's any health concerns with him. currently in the Shuckers dugout. The pitch. Called strike on the outside corner. Count goes to 1-2. McSteen makes his 18th appearance of the year. 2.86 ERA in 22 innings, 18 strikeouts, and just 7 walks. 1-2 delivery. Collins rolls it right side of the infield. Connolly gets it at second. Fires to Lugbauer at first. Collins retired. First out of the inning. And brings up the righty, Jack Centurio. Centurio was 0-2 today with a walk. It's been a tough night for Biloxi offensively. They had 2 hits in the first inning, both with 2 outs, and they haven't had a hit since. First pitch, Churio chops it on the ground, third base side, foul. Goes 0-1. McSteen delivers. Churio takes strike 2 on the outside corner. Fastball at 90 miles an hour from McSteen. 6 foot tall, 195 pound lefty from Great Falls, Virginia. The 0-2 delivery. Wave and a miss. Fastball top of the zone. Churio strikes out for the second time tonight. Brings up the righty, Jefferson Caro. Two outs, nobody on. Shuckers trail it 4-0 in the top of the 8th inning. The pitch, wave and a miss from Caro. Count goes 0-1. McSteen kicks and delivers. Slider misses inside. Count evens 1-1. The pitch misses up and away. Count goes to 2 balls and 1 strike. Caro's 1-2 today with a walk. Hit came back in the first inning with 2 away. The pitch home. Swings and lifts it down the left field line. Drops in fair and shoots towards the corner. Caro rounds first. Franklin picks it up. Caro's in a second with a stand-up double. Towie's a multi-hit night. Puts a runner in scoring position with 2 away for Wes Clark. It's Caro's 11th multi-hit game of the year. Clark gets set to dig in from the right side. Didn't hit it hard off the bat, just 87. But hit it in the right spot. Jesse Franklin, the left fielder, playing way over. There's a lot of space to dunk one in. Shuckers trail it 4-0. The pitch home. Clark swings and rolls it on the ground left side of the infield. Waddell backhands it at short. Fires the first a bit low. Lugbauer a good stretch. And that ends the top of the 8th inning. No runs, 1 hit, no errors, and 1 runner left on base. Shuckers have stranded 7, and they've been shut out through 8 innings at the plate. We're into the bottom half of the inning. Back after this, the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Join the Shuckers every Friday home game for the best fireworks show on the coast. Start your weekend off right with the Boys of Summer, baseball, and fireworks. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com. Want a fun, family-affordable Saturday night? Join the Shuckers at MGM Park every Saturday home game for Shuck Yeah Saturday. Be one of the first 1,000 fans in the ballpark on Saturday, July 1st at 6:05 and receive a Shuckers Hawaiian shirt presented by Kaneka Sausage. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com and get in on the fun. Join the Shuckers at MGM Park on Saturday, August 12th at 6:05 as they take on the Tennessee Smokies and celebrate Olympic royalty for Women in Sports Night.
The Shuckers are set to honor Gulfport's own Brittany Reese, a three-time Olympic medalist and seven-time world champion, with a bobblehead in her likeness for the first 1,000 fans. Visit the MGM Park box office or visit BiloxiShuckers.com to get your tickets for the celebration.
Tyler Tolby. Tons of defensive changes. Lamar Sparks right now is heading his way across the field back to the Shuckers clubhouse, which is located up on the concourse out towards left. So to get to it, you have to walk across the field and then down a tunnel on the left field side. And he's back to the clubhouse. Tyler Black's done for the day. First pitch of the inning. Tolby fouls it back, and the count goes 2-1. So Carlos Rodriguez is in left. Check that. Carlos Rodriguez is in right. Tristan Lutt stays in left. Jack Centurio still in center. And Isaac Collins in at third now for Tyler Black. The 0-1 delivery to Tolby. Fastball called strike two. Now, the concerning thing with Sparks, you hope everything's okay, but he did walk back to the clubhouse with Shuckers trainer Tanner Boss. You hope everything's okay with Sparks. Meeker's 0-2 delivery. Misses up high. Count goes to 1-2. We're into the bottom of the eighth inning. 4-0 M Braves over Biloxi. The 1-2 delivery. Tolby fouls it back. The count stays at 1-2. Tolby's had himself a day. 3-for-3. Two singles and a double. And he's driven in a run. Count him for 3 of the M Braves' 8 hits on the day. Meeker delivers. Pops him up. Third base side out of play. Count stays at 1-2. The 1-2 delivery. Misses away with a curveball. Count evens, 2 balls and 2 strikes. 5-6-7 in the order due up for the M Braves against Meeker. Struck out 2 in a scoreless 7th inning. The 2-2 delivery. Pops him up out towards left center. Lutz is after it. Now comes in a couple steps. Makes the catch. First down to the inning. Gives us a chance to open up the Owa Parks and Resorts scoreboard update. Plan your visit today at visitowa.com. One game's gone final. Birmingham takes down Chattanooga by a 5-2 score. Top of the ninth inning. Smokies lead Rocket City 4-3. And top 8 Pensacola leads Montgomery 4-3. If all holds, the Shuckers will fall to 6 back of Pensacola. Pitch home. Misses away. And the count goes to 1-0 and the lefty Cade Bunnell. After tonight, there's 14 games remaining in the first half. The 1-0 delivery. Checks his swing. Doesn't go, and the pitch misses inside. Count goes to 2-0. Bunnell's 0-for-3 today. 2 strikeouts and grounded into a double play last time up. Meeker livers. Lifts it out towards center. Churio stands under it. Now comes in a couple steps and makes the catch for the out. 2 away, and it brings up the lefty, Drew Campbell. Shuckers trail it 4-0 in the bottom of the eighth inning.
Drew Campbell!
Kyle Wilcox is up in the bullpen for the M Braves. He's become the de facto closer for the M Braves. First pitch. Rolls it on the ground right side of the infield. Valerio grabs it, fires to first. Campbell's retired. And we head to the ninth inning. 2 perfect innings for Meeker in relief. Shuckers need four in the top of the ninth to keep it alive. We're back after this on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
What you can't get anywhere else. Mississippi Coast Supply. For plumbing fixtures you can rely on. Mississippi.
Hey, Sean Cross here for Headliners Plus in Gulfport. When you leave Headliners Plus, in addition to leaving as a satisfied customer, you'll leave as a friend. Brian Hagwood and his crew have been helping friends, customers, and cruisers with their auto, marine, and aviation upholstery needs for over 25 years, one stitch at a time. If your upholstery is frail, freshen it up. Stop by for a free estimate on 34th Street in Gulfport. Headliners Plus, a proud supporter of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball.
If you're ready to knock it out of the park this season with your heating and cooling needs, call Keats. When your AC isn't the coldest, call Keats Heating and Air. Our goal is to get you comfortable same day with affordable pricing and a team you can trust. Whether you're searching for maintenance, service, or replacement, we've got you covered. Remember, don't sweat the heat. Call Keats Heating and Air Conditioning at 228-265-8609.
Kyle Wilcox enters the game into the top of the ninth inning. Jacob Blake back with you on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Before we start things off in the ninth inning, let's take 10 seconds for station identification on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Cruisin', WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport, the flagship stations for Biloxi Shuckers Baseball.
Welcome back inside Trustmark Park in Pearl, Mississippi. Shuckers trying to keep things going here in Pearl. They currently trail it 4-0. Top of the ninth inning. Xavier Warren, switch hitter, first up. The pitch to him. Wave and a miss. Fastball at 97. Warren waves through it from the left side. Count goes 2-1. Jake McSteen done after an inning of work. Gives up one hit. Strikes out one. No runs allowed. Wilcox delivers home. Curve ball misses low. Count evens, one ball and one strike. Wilcox this year makes his 10th appearance. First nine have been scoreless over 10 and a third innings. Delivers home. Warren tags it into left center, into right center field. Campbell's over and reaches up, makes the catch. First out of the inning. One away brings up the righty, Freddie Zamora. Zamora is 0 for 2 today. Walked last time up. The pitch home. Wave and a miss and a curveball. Count goes 2-1. Wilcox delivers. Zamora waves and misses again on a curveball low. And the count goes 2-2. Wilcox sets, now fires. Wave and a miss. Three straight curveballs. Shuckers are down to their final out. Two outs, it brings up the righty, Tristan Lutz. Lutz digs in at the very back of the right-handed box. 4-0, M Braves lead it, top of the ninth inning. Wilcox delivers. Lutz takes strike one. Fastball that blazes in at 97 miles an hour. Wilcox fires. Curveball low. Count evens. One ball and one strike. Lutz is 0 for 3 today. Two strikeouts and a ground out to first. Wilcox fires. Wave and a miss. Change up low. Count goes to 1-2. And now the Shuckers down to their final strike. And at 1-2 with two away. Just trying to keep this thing alive. Wilcox sets. Now delivers. Curveball called strike three, and that ends it. Shuckers are shut out for the third time this year. And the M-Braves win it 4-0. In the ninth inning, no runs, no hits, no errors, and no runners left on base. The Shuckers strand seven. They tally one hit after the first inning. Final line for both teams for the Shuckers. No runs on the night as they're shut out by the M-Braves. For Biloxi, no runs, three hits, and no errors for the M-Braves. Four runs on eight hits with no errors. T.J. Shook tagged with a loss. He falls to 2-2 on the year. Well, Jose Montilla earns the win for the M-Braves. We'll take a break. When we come back, it's time to wrap everything up on the Biloxi Shuckers postgame show. That comes your way next from Pearl on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
At Glass Doctor, our trained specialists are experts at fixing foggy and cracked glass, leaving any residential window looking like new. Visit GlassDoctor.com to request a free estimate and let Glass Doctor bring back your view.
Watch over 7,000 minor league games during the season with MILB.TV on the MILB First Pitch app and MILB.com. Sign up today at MILB.TV.
Featuring amazing views of MGM Park, downtown Biloxi, and the Mississippi Sound, the Renova Roofing Party Deck is the place to be this summer. The deck includes all-you-can-eat food and beverage service for 2 hours, as well as group recognition on the MGM Park video board during the game. Enjoy the scenic views of the game from the suite level. Get in the action and call 228-233-3465 today.
Want a fun, family-affordable Saturday night? Join the Shuckers at MGM Park every Saturday home game for Shuck Yeah Saturday. Be one of the first 1,000 fans at MGM Park on Saturday, July 29th at 6:05 for a clear backpack giveaway presented by Blue Cross Blue Shield of Mississippi. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com and get in on the fun.
Other teams might have season ticket holders, but in Biloxi, become a member of the team with a Shuck Nation membership. Pick your way to be at MGM Park for every big home run, late rally, and get out of your seat moment for the 2023 season with one of our memberships, starting as low as $27 a month. Memberships include flexible tickets, exclusive discounts, unique experiences, lasting memories, and more. Become a part of Shuck Nation today at BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-2465.
It's time to wrap up today's action. Welcome inside the Shuckers postgame show. Let's send it back to the booth on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Welcome inside the Biloxi Shuckers postgame show. David Blake back with you from Trustmark Park in Pearl. The Shuckers fall 4-0 to the Mississippi Braves. The Shuckers fall to 28-27 on the year, while the M-Braves improved to 26-28. The two teams split the first four games of the six-game set. Shuckers still unable to make up any ground on the Pensacola Blue Wahoos this week as starting to get down to the wire here in the Southern League South Division as we enter the final 14 games of the first half of the season. Jacob Blake with you. It's time to go over the scoring summary, and there wasn't much. 4-0 game, no runs, three hits, no errors for Biloxi. Four runs, eight hits, and no errors for the M Braves. 75% of the scoring was done by the time the fourth batter came to the plate for the M Braves in the bottom of the first inning. Cal Conley, on the first pitch he saw, lined a double to right center. Luke Waddell then singled through the gap on the right side to bring home Conley. And then Jesse Franklin hit a two-run homer, his third homer of the year, that put the M Braves up 3-0 early. The Shuckers in the top half of the inning had two hits with two outs. Jefferson Caro and Wes Clark both singles. It put runners at first and third with two away, but Xavier Warren struck out. Bottom half of the inning, M Braves jumped out to a 3-0 lead. They tallied one more in the fourth. Drew Wugbauer walked and stole second, and Tyler Tolvey brought him home on an RBI single, part of a three-hit night for Tolvey, and everything cruised from there. In the third inning, though, the Shuckers did have a bit of history be made as Tyler Black walked, stole second, stole third, brought his stolen base total up to 30 on the season as Black becomes the fifth Shuckers player in franchise history to steal 30 in a season and becomes the second straight Shucker in back-to-back years alongside Felix Valerio, who stole 30 last year, to swipe 30 in a year. Shuckers got one hit over the final eight innings of play. It was a double by Jefferson Caro in the eighth inning to help tally his 11th multi-hit game of the season. Well, over the final two innings, James Meeker continued his dominance from two nights ago, struck out two, and retired all six batters he faced. Jose Montilla gets the win, improves to 1-2 on the year, while T.J. Shook gets the loss. Lost four runs in four and a third innings with eight strikeouts and falls to 2-2 on the year. We'll take a break when we come back. Time to wrap up everything on the Owa Parks and Resort scoreboard update. Time to take a look around the Brewers system and around the Southern League. That comes your way next from the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. BJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
When it comes to top-notch AC installation and repair, AC Man in Ocean Springs knocks it out of the park. AC Man is your local Rheem dealer with affordable prices and convenient financing available. Of course, if you need maintenance and repair to your current unit, AC Man will be there in a jiffy to get you all cool and comfortable. Call AC Man in Ocean Springs at 228-875-4487. AC Man, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
Anthony Bear Seal and the team at Seal's Tire and Auto Repair are a problem for car problems. They know oil changes, tire and brake issues, wheel alignments, and AC problems are gonna happen. So before car problems result in repairs, go see Bear. With honesty and integrity, they specialize in preventative maintenance so you can avoid screaming brakes, blown tires, and other high-dollar repairs. Seal's has over 20 years of experience, meaning the next time your car freaks out, you don't have to. Seal's Tire and Auto Repair, located on 25th Avenue in Gulfport. Visit sealstires.com.
Oh no, there's water everywhere.
Dad, a pipe broke.
My poor carpet.
We need a plumber.
And fast.
Roto-Rooter does plumbing.
We need somebody to clean up this water.
And Roto-Rooter does water cleanup.
As soon as I can find the phone and all this water, I'm calling a bunch of people.
I told you, Roto-Rooter does both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
Wait, Roto-Rooter does plumbing?
And water cleanup?
Yeah, they do both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
What's their number?
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And away go troubles down the drain.
Roto-Rooter.
Welcome back to Trustmark Park in Pearl. Jamie Blake back with you on the Biloxi Shuckers postgame show. Shuckers fall by a 4-0 score to the Mississippi Braves. And Braves get four runs on eight hits without an error. Biloxi, no runs on three hits without an error. The Shuckers are shut out for the third time this year as they fall to 28-27 on the year. Their two-game win streak is snapped. Meanwhile, the M Braves snap a two-game losing streak and improve to 26-28 on the season. For Biloxi, no runs, three hits, no errors. For the M Braves, four runs on eight hits without an error. The winning pitcher is Jose Mantilla, improves to 1-2 on the season, while TJ Shook takes the loss and falls to 2-2 on the year. Time to take a look at the Owa Parks and Resort scoreboard update around the Southern League and around the Brewers organization. First, let's start off in the Southern League. The North Division's coming down to the wire. Final already today. Birmingham takes down Chattanooga by a 5-2 final. Barons at 19-36. Chattanooga at 29-25. They enter today a half game behind the Tennessee Smokies for first place in the Southern League North Division. But the Smokies are involved in a wild one with Rocket City. It's 4-4 in the top of the 10th inning. The Smokies came back from down 3-1 to take a 4-3 lead in the 8th before Rocket City tied it up in the bottom of the 9th inning. That one currently in extra innings from Toyota Field in Madison. Another wild one, Montgomery and Pensacola. Montgomery's come back from down 4-1 to tie it at 4. That game's in the bottom of the 9th inning. If Pensacola wins, the Shuckers will fall 6 games behind Pensacola for first place in the Southern League South Division. If Montgomery wins, the Shuckers will stay 5 games back of Pensacola for first place in the first half as we get down to the final 14 games in the first half of the regular season, where 2 of the 4 playoff spots will be locked up, the first half winner in the North and South Division. Time to whip around the farm system. 2 games in progress right now. At the big league level, the Brewers are down 5-2 to the Oakland Athletics in the top of the 6th inning from American Family Field. In the Arizona Complex League, bottom 4 ACL Brewers up 6-3 on the ACL. Padres ACL Brewers up to a 3-0 start to the year. In the Dominican Summer League, DSL Brewers 1 fall to DSL Guardians Blue 9-5 in 10 innings. While DSL Brewers 2 fall on the road to DSL Guardians Red by a 6-5 final. In single A, the Carolina Mudcats fall to the Fayetteville Woodpeckers 7-5. Carolina now at 3-23 on the year. Final from Grand Rapids, the West Michigan Whitecaps take down the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers 8-6. Timber Rattlers at 21-33 on the year. In triple A, Nashville and Jacksonville postpone. They'll make it up tomorrow with a doubleheader at the baseball grounds of Jacksonville Sounds at 30-30 on the year. Speaking of tomorrow, the Shuckers will be back in action against the Mississippi Braves tomorrow night. A 6:05 first pitch from Pearl. Justin Jarvis sent to go for Biloxi. 6-2 with a 2.54 ERA. Trying to follow up an appearance where he went 7 innings, allowed just 1 run, struck out 6, and threw 83 pitches in a 6-5 Shuckers win in the series finale on Sunday night against Pensacola. He'll go up against a starter to be announced for the Braves. Again, first pitch at 6:05. We'll join you at 5:50 with pregame before first pitch at 6:05 in the 5th of 6 games between the Braves and the Shuckers. That'll do it for us tonight from Trustmark Park in Pearl. Shuckers fall 4-0 to the Braves in a game that takes 2 hours and 22 minutes in front of 3,922 in attendance. Jose Mantilla the win, TJ Shook the loss. Shuckers back in action tomorrow with Justin Jarvis on the hill. Join us first pitch 5:50, first pitch 6:05, pregame 5:50 on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Have a great night.